Most parents don't bill kids for their care, but child advocates say that's what the government does to foster children. In part two of her series, KPBS investigative reporter Meetha Sharma explains San Diego County seizes youngsters' assets without their knowledge.
About 30,000 children, 300 in San Diego County, age out of the nation's foster care system every year. They leave with a $500 stipend and a bag of clothes. Many can't find work or are underemployed. Only 3% earn college degrees. Some commit suicide. Up to 40% end up on the streets. But some have money taken from them to pay for their care, even though there is money set aside in the system for that purpose. Nearly a quarter of foster children are entitled to disability or survivor's benefits until age 18. Some of this is money their parents paid into Social Security, yet that hundreds of dollars per month rarely makes it to the child.
In general, they do not receive it. It is diverted or confiscated by the county for child after child after child.
Robert Felmuth is the executive director of the Children's Advocacy Institute at USD. Each year, Felmuth says states and counties intercept nearly $200 million in benefits that rightfully belong to foster children.
The correct term of art here is embezzlement. This money is for the benefit of children. What the state is doing is taking the money and saying, well, we're supporting the kid now. We'll use it for the support of the kid.
In most cases, foster kids have no idea they had monthly checks coming.
They are not told. Their attorney's not told. The court's not told.
Mark, not his real name, was never told. He found out 2 years ago when he was 15. He wanted a job to save money for an apartment and pay for college when he leaves foster care. When he applied for a Social Security card, he learned that monthly payments had been made to him since he went into foster care at age 4. That was in 1997. The payments came out of his father's disability and subsequent death benefits. His father was a Vietnam vet who suffered from schizophrenia. At the time Mark learned of the checks, they were $623 per month. He never saw a penny of that.
I think that's so unfair. I feel like the county can do whatever they want. It's not right to do that to kids. Anyone else, you know, I mean, especially kids that don't have very much anyway.
Mark, now 17, lives in a group home. He works at a pizza shop. San Diego County chose to keep Mark's Social Security benefits, which totaled more than $100,000. County officials refused to grant KPBS an interview. Instead, the county released a statement outlining California law that a foster child's Social Security benefits can go toward the use and benefit of the child. But Mark's attorney, Christy Draper, who works at the Children's Advocacy Institute, says the county is deliberately misinterpreting the law.
Why would it ever be in the best interest of the child to reimburse the state for money that already must be spent on them?
Draper says the money would be better spent on orphaned foster kids when they turn 18.
What we don't understand with foster kids is that safety net is not there. So this nest egg is absolutely vital. My client literally, when he leaves, if we don't have an apartment set up for him, he does not have a single place or person in the county of San Diego where he can go and be safe.
The Children's Advocacy Institute endorses federal legislation that requires the child be notified about these benefits and creates a trust so the money can be used for housing and education at age 18. It is likely that states will fight the legislation, just as the county resisted when Mark wanted his father's monthly benefit checks given to him. A judge ordered the county to set up a trust for Mark to access when he turns 18. The county challenged the order, but Mark prevailed. The judge's order only includes checks from the time he learned of the benefits in 2009 until this May. Excluded are the 12 years of monthly checks before that. In the world of child advocacy, Mark's case is considered a victory. Not to Mark, though.
I feel like I've been robbed blind.
Meetha Sharma, KPBS News.